Body shop, this is Mike.
Is this a bank manager there to the body shop?
This is him.
Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. My boy Raymond, y'all painted the car for him about 6-8 months ago, I guess.
Yes, sir.
It's a 74 Pacer.
Uh-huh.
And listen, we've had that thing. He's washed that thing, oh, I don't know, hell, 6-8 times twixt, you know, then and now. And he's out there in the driveway yesterday of an evening.
Uh-huh.
And he's washing, hand washing that thing out there. And I guarantee you about half the damn paint came off that car.
Okay.
Out there in the driveway.
Okay. When did we paint that for him?
It was about 6-8 months ago. It was a bright, I call it a vitamin P orange is what it looked like.
Vitamin P orange, huh?
Well, it's bright orange. It looked like somebody had a half a bottle of Flintstones chewables or something. It's pretty flashy.
Okay.
But I guarantee you right now, the problem is that we got over there is that my neighbors just had them a new front lawn put in.
Uh-huh.
And they got a bunch of that damned orange paint, went down there and got all over his lawn and ruined it.
Okay.
That's what he's thinking.
Okay.
He's had him about a yard full of that some kind of high-powered Kentucky blue hemp super turf or something, is what he said.
Okay.
And I got it. He's bitching and moaning to me about it, and he wants me to pay for it, and I ain't going to do it. It's y'all's fault, and y'all are going to pay for it.
Okay. On the vehicle itself, that's not a problem, Mr. Mercer. Bring it by, let me look at it, and I'll repaint that vehicle for you.
I don't want it repainted. I want my money back.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Mercer, I can't do that. I can repaint it for you.
Don't want it repainted. Y'all done a bad job the first time. I ain't going to give you a second chance at it.
Well, we got a new painter. We got new facility.
Well, I got $540 worth of blue hemp super turf I got to replace over here. And what y'all going to do about that?
I don't know what we can do about that now, but I can repaint that car for you.
Don't want it repainted. Want my money back.
Well, I can't do that, Mr. Mercer.
How'd you like an ass whooping?
Oh, now you're going to whoop my ass now?
Well, by God, if I can't get my money back, then I got to pay my neighbor's super turf bill.
Okay, I told you, I don't have a promise. Nobody needs to get an ass whooping. I'll repaint the vehicle for you. I'll look at it.
It ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass.
Well, I imagine it's not.
I guarantee you.
I guess you've whooped one or two before in your time.
I guarantee you have. And my boy's over here, and he's out money on a car paint job, and I'll be damned if I'm getting ready to have to replace a neighbor's front lawn.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't my fault, and it's y'all that's going to pay for it, or somebody's getting their ass whooped.
Okay. Like I said, I'll be more than happy to repaint that for you.
How big an old boy are you?
I'm a little bitty guy.
Yeah, it shouldn't take me too damn long.
Shouldn't take you too long. I tell you what. You get your redneck on down here.
Hey.
You come on down here and whoop my ass.
By God.
And then we'll take care of it when you get here. How's that?
You ain't going to be able to take care of nothing after I get down there. You're smarting off to me now.
No, I'm not trying to smart off.
You called me a damn redneck.
Well, you call up here threatening to whoop my ass.
You won't pay for my damn paint job.
I want to fix the paint job.
You want to repaint the damn thing, and I ain't having none of it.
Well, what do you want me to do for you?
I want you to give me the money back for the paint job.
I can't do that, but I can damn sure put one hell of a paint job on it for you.
I don't want a paint job on it. The damn thing that was on there done washed off.
Okay.
You ever had your ass whooped?
Yeah, I've had a couple of them. I've gave a couple, too.
Well, by God, you're getting ready to get you another.
Well, bring it on down. Is your kicker broke?
My what?
Is your kicker broke? You ain't going to kick my ass if your kicker ain't broke. Get it on down here.
By God, I'll whoop you like patting for a dance, son.
Well, that's fine. I've had them before.
Listen, and you just make that check out, because you may not be conscious enough to do it when I get down there. You just make that check out to Wilson and Melvin Side Farm.
Who?
Wilson and Melvin Side Farm. They're the one that's going to replace.
Oh, son of a. Who is this?
Oh, Mike. This here is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Welcome to Oklahoma from California.
I can't understand this little boy talk. You're going to come down here and whoop my ass. Who did it, Wilson?
I'm both of them.
I'm whooping your ass and I'm bringing you an interpreter.
You're going to have to, because if you want them guys to talk when you whoop ass,
yeah.
I'll be lost.
Yeah, well, I guarantee I'll guide you through. It'll be a step-by-step deal.
Yeah, you got Wilson and Melvin both after you on that one.
Oh, good. Well, they're going to get an ass whooping.
Now, listen, if I wanted to get that Pacer repainted and wanted to get
I'll tell you what, if you own a Pacer,
yeah.
It ain't worth the paint you're going to put on it.